Good morning. Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Live Biblical English. My name is Seo Watusin. The government house in front of business selling, they call Ministry of Commerce and Industry. They say they are now going to start the checking, what they can be doing. They call quarterly inspection that they do every 3 months, and they're going to do that here starting today. A paper from the Ministry of Commerce say they will be checking and be doing this one here until May 23. And the things everybody will be checking for will merely to make sure that the goods that are on the market, they are good. They know what war goods or what they call expired goods on this market here in Liberia. So they say all business people must try to work with them when they come to your place, open up all the things and what they want so that they can look at it and make sure that the correct things you're doing. The Liberia police say they finished making an announcement that from today, they are also going to be in the street to check all cars. All cars are running the street, whether private or whether government or whether company car or all. The person working top for the police, Mr. Sam Collins, said they don't this one here because this is a work for the police to do, to always check that cars are good. Good cars are on the road, and the cars that are on the road, everybody pay their tithes. The government house that is looking after all companies, and they call Bureau of Concession, they say they finished pensioning 6 of their workers in for long time. They've been working, and now they reached the time for them to pension them. And they tell them big thank you for all the kind of good work they've been doing over that long time before they reach the time to pension them, what they call retirement age. The big person for the NBC, Madam Siata Bishop, say they take this decision here that they're not satisfied. They still will be missing those people, but that they rule. When somebody work until they reach the time, they will have to pension you. Because she says some of those people, they're still good. They're still good at their work. So, but then they have to go because of the rule. The Government Human Rights Office, they call Independent Human Rights Commission, they finished making a 2-day Hanking Head Town Hall meeting. And this one here, they do it with the people of DuPont Road and the other people from the Pittsfield City Corporation. And the main reason they put this meeting here down is that there is a place in DuPont Road there where the government opened to remember all those who died in the war, what they call memorial site. But then the people in the area there, they also have something to say in this thinking because what other people are doing. And the Pittsfield City Corporation people, because they say people go there, they made that place to use it the way where it was not supposed to be there, they were not supposed to use it. You go there to remember people. When you get there, you be quiet and pray to God for those people there to rest in peace. But people not doing it, they go in there, they open drinking club, drinking, playing music, dancing, all in the place. I have to say, they say that's what kind of party the people having in the place. So the people that can't rest, Google. So the people who are in charge of the human rights office, particularly so the caretaker chairman Bartolomeo Colley, say this is the kind of thing they wanted to talk to them about in the training. So from the training then now, then they can think about what people supposed to really know, that when somebody died, they're supposed to get respect. That is the end of the Omi Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seo Watusin. Good morning.